Hey, this is Sugar Blue, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hi, this is Billy Branch, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite. We're digging the blues with Raven and the Blues. I ain't lying, baby.
Hey, I want to do my own.
I want some butter on my roll. What on earth can she mean? Sheba, the Mississippi Queen, opening up The Raven and the Blues with the title track of the album from some 5 or 6 years ago, Butter on My Roll, and she's based in Florida, even though she's originally from Mississippi, and I've had a great opener too. I kind of discovered that when I was doing some research earlier on this week for the word Crawdaddy, and found out that she's working at Crawdaddy's in Jensen Beach Boulevard in Jensen Beach, Florida, this coming weekend. And I was researching Crawdaddy because last night I was at the Crawdaddy Club in Richmond, Island, the original crawdaddy, according to Giorgio Gomelsky, who named it. But he said the word didn't exist anywhere else. He'd made the word up. But I think if you look across America, you'll find loads of crawdaddies across there. Anyway, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. An hour of good blues, both new and old. That's oldish. This is pretty new. Came out about 2 or 3 months ago from the UK. Half Deaf Clatch and Hard Times Just Got Harder.
Baby, when the sun go down, in the evening, peep out when the sun goes down. Well, it's lonesome, ain't it lonesome, when the one you love is not around when the sun goes down. The sun rises in the east, and it goes down in the west. Sunrise in the east, and it goes down in the west. Well, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell now, which one will treat you the best after the sun's gone down. Last night I was trying to sleep, I was thinking to myself, last night I was trying to sleep, people, Ronnie was thinking to himself. How the one I love so much, mistreated me by someone else after the sun went down. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Sun has gone down. Hill Country Blues from two different hills. First of all, from the hills of the UK, the Pennine Way, I guess, Half Deaf Clutch. He was at Cone, and I missed him. And that's a track taken from his album that's just been released, which is called A Road Less Travelled, and Hard Times Just Got Harder. And then from the Hill Countries of the States, of course, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, a track taken from their compilation, Absolutely the Best, and it truly is, and a number covered by so many other people over the years, and In the Evening. Let's stay with harmonicas, and here's a kind of an, it's an album, it's not, it's an EP, it's not even a full EP. EPs normally are four or five tracks, this one is a stingy three, it's more like a big single really. It's from the Dirty Aces, otherwise Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces as was, and this is an album which I was first given, it's not coming out as a complete album, about a year ago, but told I couldn't use on the radio, but now it's come out remixed as an EP. Giles has now been subsumed within the band. When I first met him all those years ago, he was the Dirty Aces, but now it's back to the Dirty Aces. So, enough of this talking. The Dirty Aces, their new EP, Sinning Against Me, and here is the title track, Sinning Against Me. ¶¶
Everybody been sinning against me. Oh, somebody been sinning against me. Oh, somebody been sinning against me. See it in the broken sky. Can smell it stinging up this place.
Taking no prisoners at all. Fabulous rocking stuff there from the Dirty Aces, led by Giles Robson on harmonica. And that's the EP, title track of the EP, called Sinning Against Me. We stay with harmonica players and stay in the UK. And the album of the month this month comes from the great harp player Will Wilde, the album Raw Blues. And here he is with Paranoia.
You're about to lose your mind. Sure. enough if you don't. If you don't change your way.
I know. That's my favourite track on the album. Will Wilde, the album Raw Blues, the album of the month this month on the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. And that is a track called Paranoia. Album of the month next month is Ron Sayer, I think. Ron Sayer and Charlotte Joyce. I'll let you know in a couple of weeks' time. There are lots of great blues shows. You can download as podcasts, a lot from the States, of course, and quite a few from the UK, growing in number all the time. And so when I'm travelling, as I have been pretty extensively this week, travelling to look at boats and earn some money, I've been listening to other radio shows, as well as to some new product as well. And it's always enjoyable to hear other DJs and the tracks that they have noticed off albums that I have missed, or tracks that they're playing which alerted me to the album which I haven't played for quite some time. And one such show in question was Howling Dick's show this week, and he played a track from Chuck Leavell, the album Back to the Woods, which came out earlier on this year, where he pays homage to all the early pioneers of the blues piano of the 1920s and 30s. And it was in the headphones on the train. It was just so wonderful. I thought, I really must go back to that album. And I came back home and dug it out from the bottom of the pile where it had fallen down to. And so here is Chuck Leavell. And the track I'm going to play is Vicksburg Blues, which goes back. Now, we've covered this many times before. It's Little Brother Montgomery's original, but it's been covered by many over the years. But a great version of it here. Chuck Leavell, Back to the Woods, the album, and Vicksburg Blues. Go.
any reason. I sang, my baby don't want me no more. I got those Pittsburgh blues and I sing them anywhere I please. I got those Pittsburgh blues and I sing them anywhere I please. And the reason I sing it, give my poor heart some
lovely. The album is beautifully put together. Lots of great sleeve notes with Chuck LaBelle and also Larry Cohn together. 15 fabulous tracks. It's called Back to the Woods. I think it was Hal and Dick said it was probably one of his albums of the year, and I'd go along with that as well. Yes, great stuff indeed. Okay, old school now, I think. Let's go back to some albums which originally came out ages ago. This one goes back some 5 years. The late Coco Taylor. Here she is with Bad Avenue.
Bad Avenue.
Coco Taylor. She'd spent most of the early years of the 2000s in ill health. In ill health. Still can't say it properly, can I? And that was her comeback album from 2007 called Old School. And it really was old school. Great Chicago blues there from Coco. Most of the tracks on the album written by her. A couple of Willie Dixon covers, as you would expect, but the band sounding really tight. And that's called Bad Avenue. And this next one, when I was putting the show together, I thought, when I found Coco Taylor, I thought, actually, that reminds me so much of another album which goes back even earlier, some 28 years ago. 1985, a very young Robert Cray was invited to take part in joining an album on Alligator Records with Albert Collins, his idol, and also the Texas great guitar player Johnny Copeland. Collins, Cray and Copeland, the album Showdown, probably one of the top 20 blues albums ever. If you have to own an album, this should be one you have to have. Showdown is the album. Albert Collins, Robert Cray, Johnny Copeland, and Black Cat Bone.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, Johnny, what's that, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all right.
Tell me something, Albert. Whatever happened to Hop Wilson, man?
Well, Hop left us, man.
He did. He sure used to play that guitar over at the Red Lily Q.
Yeah, he would lay that steel in his lap. He was getting down, man.
I used to like the way he said, I believe my baby got a black phone.
Oh, yeah.
I believe my baby got a black phone. Seems like everything I do seems like I do it wrong. See, I tried so hard to get along with that woman of mine. You see, I tried real hard, y'all, to get along with that woman of mine. Yeah, yeah. But seemed like the harder I tried, the more she'd walk around cheating like.
Down to Wichita Falls, I got to thinking about the big leg woman. There wasn't no walking on. I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Look like everything I do is wrong.
Thank you.
Bruce Iglauer's idea 28 years ago. It was recorded Showdown as the album. Albert Collins, Robert Cray and Johnny Copeland together, and Black Cat Bone. Three great guitarists, three enormous egos, but in fact the album works so well. Time for some live music and a complete change in style now as we leave all the electric behind and go acoustic with Ben Church and Jamie Knight and of course Wooden Horse.
Drop down to the river in my line of life. If you catch yourself a pretty little fish, she's gonna be your mine, oh mine. We got the worry, we got the sad, we got the thinking. You're the best thing I ever had. I'm tumbling, rolling like a great big wheel. Should've left, but I stayed here. Made myself a big deal. I'm tumbling, rolling like a great big wheel. Should've left, but I stayed here. Made myself a big deal. Promise I can't keep. Didn't leave you crying, didn't lose no sleep. We got me running, got me running scared. One foot in this platform, didn't think I cared. I'm tumbling, rolling like a great big wheel. Should've left, but I stayed here. Made myself a big deal. I'm tumbling, rolling like a great big wheel. Should've left, but I stayed here. Made myself a big deal.
Raven and the Blues, Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, Radio Napa on the coast of Cyprus, and Kansas City Online Radio across the states. It's been a year and a bit since we had Wooden Horse here. Ben Church and Jamie Knight, welcome back. I was expecting three of you, though, because you've, since in the intervening year, your band has kind of grown, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
I mean, but is Stuart not a permanent... Is he with you for the album and the album only, or only for certain dates?
He just plays the good gigs.
He's pretty much with us most of the time now, of the gigs, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves doing it, so when he can, he does play with us. He hasn't passed the initiation ceremony yet. That's the problem, you see.
I see.
And it's quite hardcore, so he's a bit worried about that.
And he's also in Cardiff as well.
He's in Cardiff today.
Yeah, we've left him.
But I'd say he plays sort of 70% of the gigs with us now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, no. That's good.
And it's nice for us too. I mean, we still really love playing as a duo.
Yes.
Because we get this, it's something, the way the music sort of changes anyway as a duo. And then when we add the piano, it's like a little bit of
an extra depth to it.
It is indeed. It's a bigger sound, but it's also really, really nice to play with a piano player anyway of his caliber. So it's,
I mean, I love the first album, but then with the arrival of the keys on this one, I think it kind of, it adds so much extra to it. And gives you, in some respects, more freedom to be able to sort of develop and move away yourselves in a way. It rounds the sound out beautifully, I think.
So it gives it more variety.
Yeah,
it's nice because you don't have to worry about, you know, the rhythm all the time. If you've got the piano there helping out with that, like you say, you can do other things.
But I mean, was it a conscious gesture? Did both of you sit down and think, we need a keyboard player, or did it kind of happen?
No, Stu's a friend from way back, and
he was playing with us for the first album, wasn't he? But he just wasn't on that.
He played a few gigs earlier.
Oh,
I see.
He's been a friend of mine for years. I mean, his father Gordon used to own the hotel in Newport, South Wales, the King's Hotel, where he used to have stacks of blues acts. I mean, I remember going there, seeing Jerry Lee Lewis do a 3-night special, and Carl Perkins and all these people, and Van Morrison, and everyone come over and play there.
Yes.
So he grew up with that, you know, you go every weekend to see these people. So he's been it's in his blood, really, and he loves playing. So when I sort of suggested he just sit in with us a few times, and we never really had a rehearsal. He's so good.
So fantastic. You know, we've never had a rehearsal in our life with this piano player.
Really?
We've just gigged, and it is really lovely because it just feels like it's always something new from him, really. Mm. And when he sat down with the album, it just came natural. And I think it's nice if you add a musician, it's just, like I said, he was playing with us way back before the second album anyway. So he'd had loads of experience with us anyway, so it was all natural.
A big deal, though, track you opened with there opens up the second album. But did you have a second album fear as you were putting it together?
Was it
difficult?
No, because I mean the thing was, we did the second album because we had the songs to record, you know.
Yes.
We didn't think we had to do a second album so quickly, because it was only a year after the first one, I suppose, maybe even less, I don't know.
Well, we released the EP too, didn't we?
Yeah,
and
the EP.
That came along quite quickly.
Yes,
which we put a few tracks on there as well as covers, which you know, made our own.
Well, once we had 11 songs or so, you know, what are you going to do with them? You've got to record them, or else they'll just sit there and it could turn into 22 songs before you know it, and then you'd have to do the White Album or something.
Yes. So, I think what was important for Wooden Horse was to have more of our own songs this time.
Mm.
With the, I think there's 9 tracks of ours on there.
Mm.
And the covers on there, we've made our own. You know, hopefully people feel that. So, in fact, the song we're going to do next is the song that we thought, right, it's time, it's album time.
Yeah.
And that was a song we wrote called Get It Right, that Ben brought along, a really fantastic riff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we write, you know. Ben comes up with fantastic riffs and harmony, and we put the melody to it, and the way we go, if it's too hard to write, we don't bother.
Yes.
We leave it alone. It's got to be easy.
But if it's not fun to play, you know, that's the key, really.
Yeah.
It's a good song, you enjoy playing it, I think so.
I mean, as I recall the last time when you were here, the important thing is that you guys are friends as well as equal band members and things, you know, sort of, you do a lot together, sort of non-musically as well as musically, don't you?
Yeah.
So therefore, all.
Well, even though I haven't seen for about 3 weeks, haven't we?
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice
we've
to have a break.
We've been busy. So, we haven't actually played together for about 3 weeks.
All right.
4 weeks, actually. The last gig we did was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed it as a 3-piece as well. And Gloucestershire. It was fantastic. Really good vibe. We rammed the place and everybody was dancing around like some old blues club in Chicago.
It was really
good, yeah. Really great. You know.
I mean, I saw you at Hebden Bridge, and again, the crowd really loved it there. Have you found that the I'm not saying the acceptance, because that sounds kind of complicated, like you're a difficult act to understand, and that's far from the case. But have you found that that your audience sort of are growing in the things they're expecting from you and the like?
I still think it's difficult out there, to be honest. I think maybe people think, oh, that act's doing really well and they're very popular, they're in magazines and being listened to on radio stations, that they'll be fine, there'll be loads of people at their gigs. But I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of musicians, good musicians, still doing their gigs, and you're getting low audiences.
I know.
I think audiences should say, like, let's go out and support.
Yes.
Blues acts, or any music really,
and
not just go mainstream and pay all sorts of crazy money to see
Joe Bonamassa
top bands. Yeah, I mean, you know,
but
we're not charging a lot of money.
But it's a valid point you make, because I read somewhere in this last month, and it was some big name out of the States, I think, who was touring here, but he ended up with, even though it'd been really well promoted, with about 30 or 40 in the audience, you know, and that's not really the way it should be.
No.
It just seems assume that some people just tend to assume you're going to have lots of people there. You know, we'll see, but we'll see Wooden Horse some other time, perhaps, and therefore just don't go.
I mean, is it down to the? I mean, is it down to the venues not promote? I think it's all in the promoting myself. Yep. I feel that the more I put in to promote, but as a band, you can only promote so much. I think it's down to the venue and the actual promoter of that event to get it really, not just to put a poster up in the bar, but tell people.
I know.
And not just rely on Facebook either.
Don't
put an ad on Facebook and think everybody's going to turn up.
Yeah.
Get out, talk to people, talk to your friends and all that, because it is really, really hard.
It must be the saddest thing as a band to turn up at a venue and suddenly see a placard outside, a chalkboard written live music tonight, and that's all it says.
Yeah.
You know,
we've had that a few times.
Yeah, there was an article about David Gray that he, in his early days, he turned up at the venue to play. And it's just before his White Ladder album. Maybe he had about five albums before that. But he turned up at one of his venues. It said, tonight, David Gray performing live. And then under it was like, hamburger and chips, $1.99. Quite funny. So he really thought he'd made it then.
Someone called us Wooden Whore the other day in an article, which I thought was really nice. That's a nice way of putting it. That's a bit of a Spinal Tap, mate.
And we did a radio show in Gloucestershire, and this old lady was on there talking about great cheeses. And today was a great cheese day, wasn't it?
There was a little list of the radio program agenda, and there was a few things, and then just before Wooden Horse, it said in big bold writing, cheese. And you're like, yeah, that's it, we're right now.
Yeah, it's great.
What are you going to do for us next? I know you've already sort of been free advanced.
Yeah, sure. It's get it right, and yeah, we went more for the bluesy side of things here, and it's a little song we wrote. Yeah, it's sweet.
Get right if you wanted to. Get right.
And they performed live on the top deck of a houseboat on the River Thames, the upper deck session this week. The great sound of Wooden Horse, Ben Church and Jamie Knight together. And I'll say it, as I say every time, you can hear two more tracks and a load more conversation at the usual place, raven.dj, with some W's in front of it. And look for the photograph and then click on the link and hear the complete 45-minute session. Okay, that's it for the show this week. Looking at the time, I've got two records left here lined up. One is up-tempo and rocky. The other one is in the same kind of vein as what we've been listening to this last 10 minutes. I think I'll go for the slow one. Let's go to Oslo now. We'll go to Norway anyway. A band making their debut on the show. They're called the Alabama Love Snakes. Well, they would be from Norway, wouldn't they? And their album is called Nasty Weather. I think it's lovely. So, making their debut on the show from Norway, the Alabama Love Snakes. Thank you for listening this week. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, of course, raven.dj. Here's something you know pretty well, but not in Norwegian. St. James's Infirmary Blues. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening.
It was down in old Joe's barroom on the corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my left stood Joe McKenny, and his eyes were bloodshot red. And he turned to the crowd around him, and these are the words he said. As I went to the old infirmary, I saw my baby lying there. She was lying on a long white table, so sweet, so cool, so fair. My high-top Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so my friends know I'll die standing there. Get six gamblers to carry my coffin. Get six chorus girls to sing me a song. I put a jazz band on my tailgate to raise hell as we go along. To raise hell as we go along. To raise hell as we go along. To raise hell. This is the end of my story. Let's have another round of booze. Should anybody ever ask you, just tell them you've got the St. James Infirmary Blues. You got the St. James Infirmary Blues. St. James Infirmary Blues. You got the St. James Infirmary. Got the St. James Infirmary.